We believe we have all sorts of things. Body, mind, bodily conditions, certain bodily conditions, certain mental capacities, certain relationships, certain abilities, and so forth. From time to time, we expect, we hope, to gain certain things. And we fear loss. Not in the abstract, but in the very immediate loss of such and such. Physical loss, material loss, mental loss. We even can discover upset and fear about loss by a sports team, a political group, a cause, and all sorts of other major or minor losses, losses of so-called my team, my family, my friends, group, candidate, and so forth. As long as we believe, react, and hold to these ideas and feelings, more than feelings, certainties of gain and loss, having and not having, me, mine, the world, the universe being a certain way or not being a certain way, then what happens? You all know what happens. The natural consequence, the consequences of having and losing, or of gaining, is please look at your natural consequences of having and not having. Look at when this comes up for you. So, what to do? Certainly, it's not to get some new ideas about I don't have, or I should do, or any such things. And yet, this is the crux of ongoing practice, because it's natural, or so it seems. It's certain, or so it seems, that we gain and lose if and when we believe we have and don't have, which again, as I said, seems natural. So, what to do? How to maintain your ongoing Zazen practice, ongoing practice in the midst of this life that we are. See, we are on many realms all at once. This is the practice of Zazen. And we discover this when my team, group, family, me, gains or loses. We even don't know what we believe we have until, oh, my knees ache so much. How come he got that? That team won? These are some simple ones. Throughout the day, we discover all sorts of having and not having, wanting, gaining and losing. Some we know, some not. Some we do something about. Some we do not do. Our practice is being in the midst of this, and yet not entangled, because entanglement results in what in our life? And yet we find ourselves entangled. So, being entangled, and yet not adding entanglement. Even adding entanglement and yet raising, manifesting Bodhi mind heart, Zazening mind heart. Mind, heart, seeming. I say seeming because that's another story of our believing having. But leave that aside. Mind, heart, what we do not want. Mind, heart, experiencing what we do want, experiencing loss, so-called, experiencing gain, so-called, supporting this universe moment, and yet, what to do? So, that's your practice opportunity. That's your practice work. That's your ongoing Zazen. Making this clear for yourself. Making this clear in your functioning. Making this clear in the effort, in the effort that you must make, because it's your life now. So I'll stop now and you can clarify this matter further. After all, our whole life is clarifying this life, this dream we believe is real. Of course, it's not a dream. It is real. And yet, we are encouraged to practice in this, live in this, consider this as a dream, a flash of lightning, a bubble, gaining, losing, and yet not gaining, not losing. And yet, oh, I'm becoming weak. I can't do that anymore. My legs hurt so much. How could that happen? How could she, he, they win, lose, say, do? Okay. Thank you.